Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The roof's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for War! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. The root's on fire. Welcome to our screwed up country. Welcome to the United States of effed up America. Things are bad, man. I tried telling you, as bad as I feel for Israel, I've been saying for, what, 2.5 weeks now since the Israeli terror attack? It's been about 2.5 weeks. And I keep saying, feel bad for Israel, but feel worse for America because the scum is inside our country. Latest report is out. What have I said? Every week, week after week after week, my number one story at my TV show, America's Top 10 Countdown, on Real America's Voice TV network every Saturday at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific. It repeats four times a weekend. It's the number one show on the weekend, dominating the weekend ratings. And I keep saying every week the number one story is the open border, the open border, the open border. The people coming through are military-age males. They're military-age Muslims from Hamas and Hezbollah out to kill us. And military-age Chinese males out to kill us and take us out from within and fight the war from within. And military-age Latinos from Mexico and Central America who are gangbangers and MS-13 and under control of the Mexican drug cartel. And that's what Wayne Root has said again and again and again and again. I keep hammering it home. This country is screwed. All because Biden's intentionally destroying the country by leaving the borders open. And sure enough, a report comes out from Customs and Border Protection, CBP, warning terrorist groups, including Hamas, could be passing through the southern border. Duh! Really? Are you really as smart as Wayne Root? Glad to hear it. That our government has some common sense. And you can see they're already here. A pro-Palestinian mob shuts down Minneapolis and terrorizes motorists. It's starting to remind people, because this is happening all over the United States, not just Minneapolis. But Minneapolis has a bad radical Muslim problem, because they've got a radical Muslim, Ilhan Omar, representing them in the United States Congress from Somalia. And a lot of people believe absolutely positively she came into America illegally, and now she's a United States Congresswoman. Which means we have our first illegal alien United States congressperson. So we got big problems in Minneapolis. Of course, they've got Rashida Tlaib in the Detroit, Michigan area. Just as bad. And don't forget, in Detroit, Michigan, a synagogue leader was murdered over the weekend. I think it was either Friday or Saturday it happened. Yeah, Saturday morning. I read about it Saturday. A synagogue leader of Detroit murdered. And again, you know, you may find out it's an ex-husband. You may find out it's a boyfriend. You may find out it was a Jewish boyfriend. You may find out it was a simple murder. Some guy walking down the street saw her as a target of opportunity. But I would say the odds are like 10% of all of those and 90% at this point that she was murdered because she's Jewish. Because it's not a coincidence it happened in the middle of all of this with protests all over the United States and maybe the biggest Muslim community in the country in Dearborn, right outside Detroit. It's not a coincidink, that there's such vicious anti-Jew hatred protests with hate speech and chanters chanting, you know, from the worst, you know, echoes of Nazi Germany. chanting about killing the Jews and sending all the Israelis to the sea, which means, you know, a subtle way of saying we're going to kill them all. It's a bad time. It's a bad time in America. It's hard to believe there's so many people inside America who are Jew haters. It's shocking and stunning to me. I knew we'd let the whole scum of the world in that was going to cause crime and be on welfare for the rest of all time. But it never even occurred to me how many millions we've let in who hate Jews. And think about what caused this open Jew hatred. That they're willing to march and scream against Jews and against Israel in America, which has always been a Judeo-Christian country, that's always supported Israel and the Jews. And what caused this? It was an attack on Jews where they killed, murdered, burned to death while alive, cut pregnant women's bodies open to pull their babies out and stab the babies to death while the pregnant woman bleeds to death. Beheaded babies, kidnapped grandmothers. It's too much to believe. So all of that happened to Jews. In other words, radical Islam did that to 1,400 Jews. And that made people come out and hate Jews? Isn't that funny? You think it might make them come out and hate Muslims, which I'm not saying is a good thing either. I don't want that. I don't want anybody to attack someone in America because they're a Muslim. I don't want anyone to shout, "I hate you because you're a Muslim. Go home, Muslim." I don't want any of that. But I certainly don't think if Muslims attack Jews, people should be attacking Jews over the fact that we got attacked and killed and beheaded and raped and murdered and burned and kidnapped. And you're mad at us? It just shows you the mental illness in liberals in the United States of America. Although this one isn't really liberals as much as it is Muslims. I mean, there are Muslims in the streets and they hate Jews, clearly. Am I saying all Muslims hate Jews? No. Am I saying all Muslims are bad? No. But I am saying there's a lot of Muslims in this country that hate Jews, and it's really out of control, and we never knew it, and it's all come to the surface now. It's incredible. There were 100,000 Muslims in London screaming bloody murder to the Jews. There were a tremendous amount. That was 100,000. But there were tens of thousands of Muslims in Bay Ridge, Brooklyn. As a kid growing up, you know, I used to date a lot of pretty Italian girls from Bay Ridge and Bensonhurst, Brooklyn. Everybody was Italian in Bay Ridge, with the exception of a few Jews. The entire neighborhood was Italian, 80%, 20% Jewish. And now here it is 40 years later, and I had no idea that Bay Ridge, Brooklyn is 100% Muslim neighborhood now. And they came out by the tens of thousands to scream terrible things about Jews over the weekend. But nothing was worse than this pro-Palestinian mob that shut down some major thoroughfares in Minneapolis and terrorized the motorists. And again, it all comes down to we've let people in our country that have a hatred to Jews, and that's a big mistake, because anyone who has a hatred to Jews has a hatred to Americans in general, and Christians, and Catholics, and women who aren't wearing burqas. I said this on my Real America's Voice show over the weekend. If they come here, they're here to kill all of us. They hate Judeo-Christian values. They hate Jews. They hate Christians. They hate women with tight skirts and high heels. They hate women who aren't in a burqa. They hate little girls that want to be educated. And you can't really separate Palestinians from Hamas. I'm telling you, you're kidding yourself. These are the people that celebrated the 1,400 Jews being killed. They've got hate in their hearts. You don't want to bring them to America. Big mistake. Someone needs to ask the question out loud. Wainwright's the only one with the balls to ask the question out loud. How come nobody else wants the Palestinians? Why don't you send them to England? Why don't you send them to Italy? Why don't you send them to Spain? Why doesn't China take the Palestinians? Why is it America that would take Palestinians? Are you crazy? Are you all out of your mind? Why don't you send them to China? I would love China to take them. No! China already puts Muslims in concentration camps. They don't want them. Listen, Jordan doesn't want them. Egypt doesn't want them. Saudi Arabia doesn't want them. Not one Arab country wants the Palestinians because they know something that everyone in America seems to be too dumb or too naive or too nice to admit. Nobody wants them because they're trouble, obviously. Wainwright is just saying, I'm asking a question. Why does no Arab country want them? Why doesn't China want them? Why doesn't Europe want them? How about Russia? Russia's fighting Ukraine, and you all claim Russia's a bad guy. How about Ukraine? If Ukraine's the good guy, why don't they take all the Palestinians? Unbelievable how stupid we are as a country. Biden administration quietly admits the worst ever illegal crossing numbers in history. And at the same time that's happening, Axios, the liberal media, says the U.S. southern border is more fortified than it's ever been. This is the, you know, 269,735 illegal immigrants encountered at the southern border in September, the highest number ever recorded in a single month in the history of the United States. I mean, how many times do I have to say I told you so? I went on TV months ago and I said, the fact that Biden got rid of Title 42 is going to destroy this country. It's going to bring everyone in the world to the border. And the minute I said that, they claimed fewer than ever were coming to the border. What happened to that lie? Oh, nobody's coming to the border. You know why? Because they gave everybody an app on their phones. And all these illegals, by the way, all have iPhones. And they gave them an app that allows them to turn themselves in at the border, which doesn't count as an illegal crossing. I'm the one who called this out. They're coming through in numbers no one can even believe. Unimaginable numbers. Our nation is under invasion. This is no different than Ukraine. And what the Muslims did in Israel is no different than Nazis. So we've got a country under invasion just like Ukraine. And we have Israel under invasion by Nazis. And we've got protests across America supporting Nazis. Unbelievable. 50 Cent, the rapper, the black rapper, tells Joe Biden to get the F up from the beach vacation and go to work. That's how bad things are. 50 Cent knows America's only worth about 25 cents on the dollar now. What a joke. We'll be right back. I'm Wayne Root, otherwise known as War. This is Wayne Allyn Root. If you're sick and tired of supporting woke companies, I have great news for you. You don't have to anymore. You can shop where my wife Cindy and I shop at GreatPatriotStore.com. My number one best-selling Great Patriot Boycott book is filled with real American patriotic companies. My team researched thousands of companies, and one company stood out above all, GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of household and personal products you're already buying. Much higher quality, no toxic chemicals, delivered right to your door at incredible prices. GreatPatriotStore.com is run by conservatives and patriots. 20,000 American families are joining every month, and you should too. And now they've got the beef, pasture-raised with no hormones, antibiotics, or mRNA ever. Exclusively available only to their members. Like Costco or Sam's Club, you need to become a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form, they'll contact you right away, and boom, you're a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com. That's GreatPatriotStore.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Goldgate Capital. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. First of all, central banks, the smartest minds of the financial world, bought the most gold in history in 2022. Then in the first quarter of this year, central banks added 228 tons of gold. That's up 176% over last year and another all-time record. And China knows what's coming. They've added 144 tons of gold just since November. So what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And only for my fans, if you tell them Wayne Root sent you, Goldgate Capital will give you up to $15,000 in free silver for opening a qualified gold IRA account. So call Goldgate today. Tell them War sent you. Toll free 855-770-GOLD, 855-770-GOLD, or go to GoldgateCapital.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. Hundreds of products are available right now during MyPillow's fall sale. Get up to 80% off. Slippers, towels, bed sheets, mattress toppers, mattresses, and so much more. Also right now, take advantage of special offers on the new MyPillow 2.0, the greatest pillow ever created, and the new MyPillow Topper 2.0.
Huge discounts are available at MyPillow.com with the promo code ROOT, R-O-O-T. You can also receive great offers on Mike Lindell's products at MyStore.com. Also with the promo code ROOT at MyStore.com, you can save up to 50% on a My Coffee subscription, plus many other amazing products from patriotic American entrepreneurs. Get up to 80% off on hundreds of products right now during MyPillow's fall sale. And be sure to use promo code ROOT at MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. That's promo code R-O-O-T.
Raw and unfair.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
All right, Wayne on the Roof, the roots on fire. Welcome back. Oh, this is funny. Here's another Babylon Bee one. This is great. White House assures reporters that President Biden will be very concerned about the Gaza hostage situation once he finds out about it. It's so true. It's so true. And here's another one from the Babylon Bee, the comedy, the conservative comedy website. FBI races past protesters screaming kill the Jews to arrest a woman praying silently outside the abortion clinic. Exactly. That's America today. There it is. FBI races right past the protesters screaming kill the Jews to arrest a woman praying silently outside an abortion clinic. There it is. Here's a real news story. This is not the Babylon Bee, believe it or not. This is a real story. The Washington Post called out for a caption describing an Israeli woman's children being detained by Hamas terrorists. They used the word detained with a photo of missing children. They're probably being raped right now, or their heads are being cut off, but they're detained. They're not kidnapped by terrorists. They're detained by Hamas. You know what detained is? Detained is when you speed on the parkway and you're going 100 and the cops detain you. They take you in for a few hours, give you a desk ticket, and let you go. That's being detained. You call your wife and say, I'm being detained. I was going 100 on the freeway. But you're not going to jail for life. No one's going to rape you in the shower, and you're not going to have your head cut off. But little children being taken hostage, kidnapped by Hamas, is not being detained. So that shows you how far the liberal media is going, the Washington Post, making excuses for the worst murderers since the Holocaust, Nazis, the Nazis of Hamas. Let me mention the sponsor of this segment of the show, because I have spoken all over the world. A lot of you probably don't even know that. I used to speak all over the world. I was the new Tony Robbins, and I spoke, I don't know, in 30 countries on the topic of success, American style. But between politics, business, and the topic of success, I've spoken all over the world and all over the country. So I know a great event when I see one, and this is the coolest event that you will find in Las Vegas this year. Discover the keys to elevate your business, explode your prosperity, and supercharge your life at the RISC-ON 360 Global Success Conference. This event stars Tucker Carlson, Charles Payne of Fox Business, and yours truly, Wayne Allyn-Root, along with many other famous business leaders and motivational speakers. The conference is designed to inspire, motivate, and empower you to reach new heights in your personal and professional lives with world-class speakers, dynamic panel discussions, and hands-on workshops. Join Todd Ault for 2 days of high-energy sessions focusing on business and finance, entrepreneurship, leadership, personal growth and development, fitness and health. It takes place November 19th and 20th at the Ahern Hotel on Sahara, just west of the Strip, headlined by the one and only Tucker Carlson. First time ever you'll find Tucker Carlson and Wayne Root in the same room. Register now at riskon360.com. That's riskon360.com. If you're a Tucker Carlson fan, I've never seen him in Las Vegas before. November 19th and 20th at the Ahern Hotel. RISCON360.com. Hey, I'm excited to meet Tucker Carlson. I've been on his show, but I've never met him in person, so this will be my first time. RISCON360.com. Very, very cool. I really think this is going to be a great event. Todd Ault is the guy who put it all together. Thank you, Todd. RISCON360.com. So if you've never seen Tucker Carlson and you want to, RISCON360.com. All right, I was telling you about the Jewish hate that's so out there. The attorney for the Illinois Comptroller's Office has been fired over anti-Semitic rants on social media. What would make a Muslim who works for the Illinois Comptroller's Office, an attorney, think it's okay to say horrible things about Jews openly and publicly and think she's going to keep her job? You know what she wrote? Sarah Chowdhury. She put online, Hitler should have eradicated all of you. And then she says, hopefully someone sends you anthrax or poison and you die a slow, terrible death. She's saying this to Jews. She's the attorney for the Illinois Comptroller's Office. If people feel that they can say this out loud, can you imagine what they really are thinking to themselves and whispering to their spouse? Can you imagine the hatred in our country for nice Jewish people? By the way, I keep telling you, our borders open and the scum of the world's coming in, and the criminals of the world coming in, and the terrorists of the world coming in. Encounters of Chinese illegal aliens at the southern border increased more than 1,100%, according to federal data, in the fiscal year 2023. It's up 1,100% Chinese illegal aliens. They're all military-age males. Good luck.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
War now!
U.S. USA News update. According to National Security Council spokesman John Kirby, U.S. forces will be strategically positioned in the Middle East due to concerns that the conflict between Israel and Hamas might escalate.
We know Iran continues to support Hamas and Hezbollah, and in some cases actively facilitating these attacks and spurring on others who may want to exploit the conflict for their own good.
Kirby said there's been an increase in rocket and drone attacks by Iranian-backed proxy groups targeting military bases housing U.S. personnel. In a hypothetical presidential race, President Biden and former President Trump are deadlocked at 37% each. That's according to a Suffolk University USA Today poll of 1,000 voters. Senator Ted Cruz is proposing conditions for federal aid allocated to public schools for broadband access. Under his proposal, schools would need to implement restrictions on social media platforms in order to be eligible for the funding. John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
We'll be right back.
Ruth, Ruth's on fire. Warbeef.com is the sponsor of this segment of the show. I am Mr. Solution. And we're in so much trouble with that open border. There's a communist and globalist takeover of the USA. And the enemies of America are now within. And more are coming every day by the millions. But you already know that. I want to bring you solutions. Here's a big one. I have a survival food product for all of you. Stock up now. You got to keep fighting. Got to keep hoping. Got to keep praying for the best. But prepare for the worst. You know there's an attack on our food supply, our farms, our food production facilities, the supply chain, food prices because of inflation are through the roof. Worst of all, they're putting mRNA in our food. That's why I've teamed up with a veteran-owned America First company that sells high-quality freeze-dried beef with more than a decade shelf life, premium Texas beef, no beef crumbles like other survival food companies, only ribeye, New York strip, tenderloin, or original steak sirloin with no mRNA jabs ever. Only one ingredient, premium beef for survival food in case of emergency. They created a website with exclusive discounts just for my fans. Warbeef.com. You get a 15% discount when you use the promo code WAR15 at checkout. That's warbeef.com. Promo code WAR15. Only premium Texas beef. Oh, my God. Yummy. Ribeye, New York strip, tenderloin, sirloin. Oh, man. Survival food in case of an emergency. Use WAR15 to get 15% off. That's warbeef.com. We've got our guest here, Gene Valentino, political reporter, host of Grassroots Podcast. His website, GeneValentino.com. Gene, welcome to the Wayne Allyn Root Show. How are you?
Thank you for having me. Save me some of that ribeye.
Well, it's saved for 10 years or more, so it's not a problem. You have an exclusive interview on your podcast with an Israeli military officer and strategist who revealed Israel's ground game strategy. Enlighten us. Tell us what that strategy is, please, Gene Valentino.
Thank you, sir, and thanks for having me. Moments ago, I was on the phone with him from behind Israeli lines. We've switched off to text messaging now for security reasons. He is not far from the Egyptian border in the Gaza Strip, and he is talking about some of the atrocities he has seen firsthand, which will nauseate you. He is telling us that when he was on my show about a week ago, 9 days ago, that Israel will decide, Wayne. Israel will decide. It'll maybe 2 days. It may be as long as 2 weeks, but it won't be a month. He said specifically, if this runs to November 15th, we're in trouble. He knows Israeli intelligence plans an invasion of the Gaza Strip, not to hurt Palestinians, but to go after the demonic forces of Hamas. And there's rumors that they're trying to throw an olive branch out there now, although I cannot confirm the report. But it's my understanding from another source that there's an attempt at the 11th hour now to get more hostages released. It's don't run to the bank with it. I haven't seen proof of the issue of the story yet. But there's an inside effort to try to get more hostages released as an olive branch to prevent America from helping Israel step it up. That's the most current information I can give you as of 40 minutes ago.
All right. Glad to have that information. How far do you think Israel will go to eradicate Hamas? Is there actually, I dare ask this question, is there a nuclear option on the table? I mean, I don't see how there could be, and I'll tell you why, and then you give me your answer, Gene, because, and if this soldier, this military officer, strategist mentioned that, because I just don't think the Jewish state and the Jews, with all the hate out there that I see in America towards Jews, shocking, stunning what's going on, I don't see how they could get away with nuking someone, no matter how bad the enemy is, no matter what they try and do to Israel. I just don't see how you could get away with that without the world coming against Israel.
I understand that sentiment, but Israel's scratching their head trying to figure out where America really stands in its in its support for Israel. I mean, here, look at our situation at home first, and then I'll answer your question. You've got Iranian spies in the Biden administration that are now surfacing. You got Senator Menendez, who with direct liaison going on with Egypt on issues of national security that are considered sensitive. You've got China that's all of a sudden activated some of their aircraft carriers toward the Mediterranean, deployed six warships in the Middle East amid the rising tensions that we see hitting us in the news headlines. And here, what I really find most interesting here at home, New York Times apologizing for misreporting that Israel, instead of Hamas, bombed a Gaza hospital. New York Times is apologizing that that was misinformation, which lit the match in the gas tank for mob demonstrations, including a ring at the Capitol. So here's a question for you. Should Israel sue the New York Times for libel?
Yeah. Well, I think every conservative should sue the New York Times for libel. What they've done to me and everybody else, Donald Trump, is disgusting. Only now with Israel is anybody bringing it up. But look what they've done to conservatives. You know, I saw today, Gene, that the Biden administration says we can't revoke the people in America who are at these pro-Hamas demonstrations. We can't revoke their, you know, they don't have citizenship, but they've got, you know, visas, student visas. They're at college. We can't revoke their student visas because we have freedom of speech in America. And I sit there and I go, wait a minute. For all these years, I have been banned. I've been suspended. I've been shadow banned. My life has been screwed by the Biden administration, who has been giving orders. The FBI and the CIA and the NSA have been giving orders to social media to suspend Wayne Root, to ban Wayne Root, to shadow ban, to censor Wayne Root. But all of a sudden now, when it comes to Muslims promoting death to Jews, suddenly now there's free speech that matters.
Oh, you're absolutely right. And what about this representative? I dare not even call her a congresswoman. This person, Rashida Tlaib, used the incident to whip up a mob demonstration at the Capitol. Tim Scott has called for her and Omar's resignation or removal.
Yeah, well, that won't happen, right? We know that. They're not resigning. You have to forcibly remove them. And the Republicans are a bunch of cowards, Gene. They'll never do it. Never.
Well,
but they
that's
should.
My concern. All sitting against the backdrop of my own congressman here in the panhandle of Florida 2 weeks ago, throwing a grenade into the pond to extricate Kevin McCarthy. Now, during the most sensitive period of time, when Congress is needed the most with, I don't know how you get around it, but there's gotta be some, 11th hour resolutions coming in on the budget. We're gonna have all sorts of, budget issues. And in the absence of decision making in Congress, there sits the President of the United States, the most astute and savvy guy in the world, stepping up under the War Powers Act to release money to whoever he wants. I am very concerned that China is mobilizing because of the president's ineptness and weakness.
Of course.
Inconsistency of policy.
Agreed.
In a way.
Agreed,
inconsistency
Gene.
Of policy.
If they have a brain.
Gene,
if they have a brain, China's planning the attack on Taiwan right now. You know, sometime in the next month, the next week, the next few weeks, the next few months, it's the perfect time for China to mobilize and invade and take Taiwan, because we are so distracted and we're so out of money and so out of weapons and so out of bullets. And our military, what did I just see? That if we did a draft, I think they said 65% of all the youth in America are obese. There's no one to fight a war. You know, they wake up in the morning, most kids, they don't know if they're a man or a woman most mornings. So,
yeah.
And they're obese. Good luck fighting
the
war.
Obese.
We're in a lot of trouble, Gene.
Jenny Craig, here I come.
Jenny Craig, and when they ask on the form, are you a man or a woman? It's like I'm a frog. I switch back and forth. It's so weird. It's so weird, Gene. I'm 62 years old. I can't believe this. Can't believe this. Never knew this in my youth. Men were men and women were women, you know? And men wanted to have sex with women. There's nothing wrong with that. But the other stuff, whew, pretty strange. Go ahead.
We have how long? I interrupted you.
Oh, I was going to say, how long do your sources anticipate that this war could go on for? Because I know clearing Gaza is not a one day, a one week, or a one month thing. This could be a year or longer, right?
Well, I wasn't avoiding your question before about the nuclear option. My point was that Israel would execute the nuclear option. They're trying to be a humanitarian right now by pushing the innocent Palestinians out of the way, not to mention the hostages. But they have to go all the way with this. If I were them, I'd be scratching my head wondering who Biden's going to talk to today. And looking at the news back in the States, they're going to see Palestinians and this anti-Jewish sentiment up and down the streets. They're feeling very alone right now, as much as we're trying to support them.
You know, there's just no way. And I'm Jewish, Gene, just so you know. There's no way that the Jews of Israel can drop a nuclear bomb on Gaza and kill civilians. They just can't do it. Now, America did it. America did it in Nagasaki and Hiroshima. There's no way that Jews can get away with that in the current environment with the hatred towards Jews in America. They're just, the public opinion would turn against them so badly, they just aren't going to be able to do that. So I think it's going to be door-to-door fighting, and a lot of Jewish young men and women are going to die fighting in an urban environment that's booby-trapped. Very scary. Hey, Gene, we got to go. We're up against the break. Gene Valentino, political reporter, host of Grassroots Podcast. His website, GeneValentino.com. Thank you for your insights, Gene. God bless. Wayne Allyn Root, and I have the most exciting solution ever from SpikeWarrior.com. You know me as a man of solutions. My two number one best-selling books about boycotts and buycotts are great solutions to save America. But the question I get asked 100 times a day is, I was forced to take the COVID vaccine. Wayne, please, please, what do I do to rid my body of this dangerous poison? Now I've got the answer. Patent-pending no-covidium from SpikeWarrior.com. This is the best product I've ever seen to help rid your body of spike protein. This patent-pending no-covidium product helps your body break down spike proteins and other toxins and remove them from your body forever, naturally. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Buy one bottle of no-covidium and get a second bottle free. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com and use the promo code WAR. That's SpikeWarrior.com, promo code WAR. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Z-Stack and Z-Shield. Dr. Vladimir Zelenko worked tirelessly to develop new formulas and products to protect you right up until the end of his life. His revolutionary Z-Stack product was based on his Nobel Prize-nominated Zelenko Protocol to boost your immune system against active viruses. But Dr. Zelenko was also searching for a way to address dormant viruses and developed Z-Shield. While the immune system gets rid of most viruses, some linger. These dormant viruses include Epstein-Barr, herpes viruses, shingles, chickenpox, and many more. Z-Shield helps ensure you are not vulnerable to new viruses or reactivation of the dormant ones. Get Z-Stack and Z-Shield right now at ZStackLife.com. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR for a discount just for my fans. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Amio Life. You all know how much I value my health and how much I support hardworking, patriotic companies fighting to help Americans each and every day. One of my favorite companies is Amio Life. Amio joins me in fighting for freedom and supporting the natural health of families across America. I use their alkaline structured silver solution 3 times a day, natural silver mouthwash, and silver gel on my face each night, and silver lozenges all throughout my show. It's all part of my daily wellness routine. The good folks at Fat Meal Life realize that inflation is hitting hard right now. So they're offering my listeners, get this, a special 50% discount on their entire product line. Good, clean, natural health should be available to everyone, no matter what. Visit AmioLife.com. That's AmioLife.com. And use the promo code ROOT50 to save 50%. Or give them a call at 800-422-8148. Remember to say ROOT50 to receive 50% off. Toll free, 800-422-8148.
Raw.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Sometimes you gotta laugh, you know. We go from my sponsor, War Beef, who's got the beef, to Score Blue. Score Blue! Score Blue! You take Score Blue and you got the beef! Come on, it's funny! It's very funny! Score Blue, if you're looking to get the best ED pill of all time, it's a new little blue pill for the makers of Viagra, and it's better than the original Viagra. Plus, the cost is insanely low, just $5 per pill, rather than $80 or $90 they charge for the original Viagra. Available exclusively from our sponsor, the number one rated online ED service in the country, ScoreBlue.com. ScoreBlue gives you war beef. No one else has permission to sell it, only Score Blue. So, Chris is laughing in my ear. So for the best Viagra in the world at the lowest price in history, go to ScoreBlue.com, enter promo code WAR, and get 20% off ScoreBlue.com. I give you the best beef, I give you Score Blue, and I give you 20% off. Come on. Who says Wainwright doesn't do things for you? ScoreBlue.com, use WAR, and get 20% off at checkout.
You can act like a man!
We go from joking around to being very serious, because there's a lot of people dying in Israel and in Gaza and in Ukraine, but there's a lot of people dying all around the world from the COVID vaccine. You know, over the weekend, I saw an article about a popular New Zealand fitness influencer, Rachel Chase, died suddenly at the age of 44 years old. She's this gorgeous blonde with this beautiful, muscular bikini body. She looks like a fitness model. She's a fitness model. She's a fitness influencer. And she dies at 44. I mean, look, I've been alive 62 years. I've never seen beautiful 40-year-old blondes just drop dead suddenly, ever. ever. I mean, I'm sure it happens somewhere in America. Someone dropped dead at 40 years old. They had a heart attack. There's been heart attacks at the beginning of time. But since the COVID vaccine in 2021, there have been so many millions of people that have died at young ages. Suddenly, they just drop dead out of the blue. And you just never see a fitness influencer or a bodybuilder at the age of 25, and that's happening every other day. And get this one. I saw this story the other day, which is even more amazing, more shocking. And yet it's right in line with what's been happening. What did I see? That an 8-year-old boy in Israel was chosen by Pfizer, because that's who has... That's who jacked up the whole Israel with the COVID vaccine. Pfizer, that's been their big COVID go-to vaccine. It's not even a vaccine, by the way. They call it a vaccine, but the Pfizer vaccine does not fit any definition of a vaccine. It's a, you know, gene editing. But having said that, the Pfizer vaccine, they chose an 8-year-old Israeli boy as their spokesman, and they put him in all the TV ads to convince everybody to get the COVID vaccine. And get this, the 8-year-old boy died of a heart attack 2 weeks ago. The 8-year-old boy dropped dead of a heart attack. So if I think it's weird that a 44-year-old fitness influencer drops dead, how about the idea of a 8-year-old dropping dead of a heart attack? Have you ever heard of anything like that in your entire life? It's never happened in my lifetime. It's ridiculous. It's crazy. It's not happening. It's never happened. And it is happening now since the COVID vaccine. And if you cannot admit that, you are kidding yourself that something is very, very, very wrong. Very wrong. And then here's another story, not about any one person. And again, let me always state it's an opinion show. It's my opinion. And I'm not a doctor, and I don't know the Israeli kid, and I don't know the 44-year-old fitness influencer. This is just my opinion. Something's very, very wrong. And again, I'm the guy who wrote the column. There's an easy way to solve all this. Just ask every single family of someone who died in the last 2.5 years since the vaccine came out, did they take the vaccine? You'll find out almost everyone who died in America and in the world who died suddenly, they all died from the COVID vaccine. You'll find they were all vaccinated. There's a pattern. They all got the COVID vaccine and then they died. And an 8-year-old boy was the poster boy for Pfizer for the vaccine, and he died. You can bet your bippy that he died because at the age of 80, he had a heart attack because the COVID vaccine attacked his heart, the spike proteins. But here's a study about lots of people, not just one kid or one fitness influencer. This is from the expose in England, and the recent database released by the UK government's Office for National Statistics, a surprising pattern has emerged regarding mortality rates per 100,000 in teenagers and young adults, sparking a wave of questions and calls for investigations from public health experts. The data details deaths by vaccination status from April 21 to May 23. Just what I said, the analysis on mortality rates per 100,000 persons in that 2-year period among residents in England, 18 to 39, what we found is shocking. Vaccinated teens and young adults are up to 318% more likely to die than the unvaccinated. 318% more likely to die than the unvaccinated. So first of all, when they tell you that the vaccine prevents death, they're lying. They're talking about COVID death. That's a lie, too. But more importantly, because almost everyone in the entire England, America, and Canada, I've seen all the stats, almost every human being that's died in the last 2.5 years was vaccinated. The ones who died of COVID, they're all vaccinated. So it doesn't prevent COVID death, but it causes, clearly, again, it's an opinion show, Wayne Root thinks, it causes heart attacks, turbo cancer, strokes, blood clots to kill you. People are dropping dead. And here's the study that proves it. If you're young, you're up to 318% more likely to die of anything if you're vaccinated than if you're unvaccinated. What a surprise. How did Wayne Root know it for 2.5 years? Wayne Root, the sports handicapper and talk shows, knows more than the CDC, the FDA, the AMA, and any doctor in America. All Stepford Wife fools who have been bribed by Big Pharma.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.